Hello Africa, this is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, sibling rivalry.
Middle child is always just winging it in. The last child is the one everyone spoils because now,
yeah,
basically they just give them everything.
Well, when we talk about sibling rivalry, we know it's a jealousy, competition, and also fighting between brothers and sisters. Sometimes it is a concern for all parents. Why? Because problems often start after the birth of the second child. But sibling rivalry usually continues throughout the childhood. This is according to kidshealth.org. So, is it a healthy competition or not so much? Can it be frustrating or stressful to parents? And how can you control it? If you can anyway. Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned.
On the beach in Hawaii,
and now it's time to welcome to my show actress Winstana Taylor from Greenberg, Maryland. Welcome, Winstana.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
Sure, we're glad to have you back too.
Right.
And our guest, the one and only Lyndon Collingswood, aka Lyndon Johnson. Welcome back to the show, brother.
Thanks for having me, and I appreciate it.
Anytime. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing sibling rivalry. Sibling rivalry exists in many families, but when it happens, how do you deal with it? And now all the way to Kilifi County in Kenya, I spoke to Miss Kilifi County 2018, Christine Majeni, and I wanted to know her take.
I have two older siblings, and I have one younger brother. But then I don't have a problem with my younger brother. I have a problem with my two siblings. The issue is there's a kind of like a racism that happens, and I also feel like my elder sister is given such, I don't know, she's given too much attention than the rest of us. So it makes us think, how special is she? Say something that happens, and at times that hatred comes in. But then you have to keep the boundaries because this person is your sister, and then this person is supposed to be someone who has to be respected by you. But then it comes, it's something that is normal, and how I deal with it, I just forget about it. I just go to a place and just forget about it. But it's something that happens, and I tend to just sit down and think about it, and just feel like the parents are giving so much attention to one child, rather than just giving so much money to this other child. So yeah.
But do you think? But as you say, it's normal, okay? But do you think anything can be done with parents? Because sometimes they can't help themselves if they're trying to reward somebody in family, especially when you guys are family and maybe somebody's doing a lot of chores at home, somebody's not. Somebody's doing very well in school, somebody's not. Or somebody's listening to their parents and somebody is not even listening. Do you think parents have any control about this?
I know there's a difference between rewarding someone and actually serving someone. So in my case, I guess it's not even about rewarding. Because when you talk about, you know, someone else being better in school, I am better in school than the rest of the kids, but then I just don't get it. So, So I think the solution is, I think the parents should sit down, because one thing I know is that the parents know that this thing happens in the families, but then they just brush it off. So I think there should be this kind of a, you know, forum where kids can just sit with parents and let them just talk it out.
Wow. Maybe not. Who knows? Sibling rivalry is a problem, or maybe it's not. It's happening in a lot of families. Anyway, if your kids love each other, but let me ask you, if you love each other so much, okay, would you still have a problem that you see your brother, your sister is given something that you didn't get? Because you care about your brother, so why do you worry if they get anything else from you and you don't get it?
No, No, at the end of it all, we are all kids, we are human. So in as much as the love is there, you also feel like you just want to feel loved too. So it doesn't make any sense. Not just as I love you, but then you experience more love than I get. That's where the friction comes in.
Okay. All right, Christine. It's not just about love. Okay, I got your point. Thank you, Miss Kilifi County 2018, Christine Majeni. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing sibling rivalry. And back to the studio. As we know, when kids reach different stages of development, their evolving needs can significantly affect how they relate to one another. And sometimes there's also struggle for attention, possessions, and all that. So, is this normal competition? And when do you think it has gone so much? And how do you control it? So let me first welcome the actress herself, Westina Taylor. Maybe you can give us your experience in how these things can be done, you think?
I know. This topic is so phenomenal. It's a fantastic topic, I would say. It's like an ongoing topic.
Okay.
Because everything, like you described, mm-hmm. basically when you're a sibling or when you're... They always say the oldest child... like get all the attention or all the love. Mm-hmm. The middle child is always just winging it in. The last child is the one everyone spoils because now basically they just give them everything.
Of course, the last born.
Yes, if you're an only girl like me, you get everything. Because I have five brothers and I'm the only girl.
Wow.
So, I am a middle, kind of the middle, but I'm spoiled because I'm the only girl.
I can imagine.
But it's a fun, I would say, if you have siblings, like all my five brothers, I believe they spoiled me because all of them technically love me. I could never do nothing wrong.
Right.
But at the same time, when you have this competition between siblings mm-hmm. that I've seen in other family and some of my friends, it can get really, really, really bad the point where, you know, family will not be speaking to each other for years based on the fact that they felt like the older brother or the older sister got all the love and they had all the punishment. Their parent loved this one better than them. The other one can never do nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. When you have those type of jealousy, especially those on a healthy competition, it can be very detrimental in a family cycle.
Right.
You can still have those competition. Like in my family, I would tell you, we have healthy competition. Okay. In as much as I'm the only girl, I'm always competitive. Mm-hmm. If my brother has a master's, I'm going to fight to get my master's too. I'm not fighting them in a negative aspect.
Right.
But if they do something good, I'm very happy, supportive. But it just gives me that energy for me to try to elevate from where I am to continue to go up. So when it's a healthy competition, it's good for both side of the family. But when it's unhealthy, it's very, very unhealthy and very detrimental to that family cycle.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And if I can say this, because you're the only girl, I think there's a bit of a difference here. Everybody cares and takes care about you. But what about those guys now? Those guys... You know, something is happening. They all want the attention as well. And how do they get it? Maybe Lyndon Johnson yourself, tell me about your experience and what you think about how do we handle this in our families, especially guys.
So her story is a bit the opposite of mine. So I'm actually the only boy.
Oh, wow.
And I'm the firstborn, and I have two sisters.
Okay.
So I think for quite a long time, my sisters felt that my mom catered to me a bit more than she catered to them, and my father catered to them more than he catered to me.
Okay.
But again, there's a balance, right?
So
when you have a sibling, you have to learn how to share. Those are things, those are components that actually develop that part of the family unit. So if you don't teach your kids how to share, being able to use the mannerisms when they need to, and also being patient amongst each other. When you get to a certain age, that particular kind of mindset remains, because study shows that to break a cycle in a child, you have to break it at five. Anything about after five or six, that child remains the same way coming into adulthood.
Wow.
So just being able to, from my experience, I've never had competition with my sisters. I think the only competition has been is now that my son is 11 years old. He's mm-hmm. been around for 11 years. So my mom now has shifted her attention to my son rather than me.
And that is your mom. What about your wife? I think wives do that too, don't they?
Well, I mean, they do. I mean, I'm not married. I do have a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
You know, I think in the case of where when my son's mom and I lived together, okay. yes, the attention was definitely on him because right. that was her most important trophy.
I know.
Say, you know?
So, oh, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It happens a lot. Maybe mm-hmm. and maybe when Tina Taylor, you can tell us when these things happen, you have your child and everything changes all of a sudden. The attention, not from the husband, it goes straight to the child. And you forgot that the child has another one coming on the way. And how do you deal helping them to go through that? Hold it right there. Sibling rivalry is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bunganyan in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your hostess, Sunday Shomari, with Winstina Taylor and Lyndon Collinswood. Right now, discussing sibling rivalry. Well, according to kidshealth.org, while many kids are lucky enough to become the best of friends with their siblings, it's also common for brothers and sisters to fight all the time. So how do you prepare a kid for the next one coming? And I spoke to our intern in the English to Africa division, Leo Sahilu, and I wanted to know his experience in dealing with sibling rivalry.
I mean, I'm the youngest in my family, as
yes.
I said.
Tell me about the rivalry going on in your family that you remember.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I mean, I was a child, so, you know, I mean, I've had a lot of, there have been, like, rivalries yeah. between my sister and myself
right.
As a child, but I can't recall all of them.
Okay.
But what I can what I do remember is, like, the rivalry I currently have, basically, where like, you know, my mom, you know, whenever my sister is away and, mm-hmm. you know, like whenever it's, like, the weekends and stuff like that, we kind of meet, all three of us, my mom, my sister, myself, and, you know, whenever we go, like, outside, you know, somewhere, like, whenever we go, like, places like where we like to dine out, to dine or something like that.
Yeah.
It's mostly my sister and my mom who like have this, you know,
the bond
conversation. Like they talk, they stuff and stuff like that. And I'm the only person.
You're like, left like behind, you know?
Yeah. And like I feel and like I have the
You feel ignored for a little
exactly,
bit.
Exactly.
Huh? Like, hey guys, what's going on
exactly.
here?
Exactly. No, this has
Am
happened.
I part of this family or not?
Exactly. This was that's happened to me like Not once, but like three or four times, several
I
times.
Know, I
like
know.
Whenever and we went to restaurants, yeah. You know, to dine and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, whenever we're in the car, I mean, I do remember when, you know, they drove me, like this one time, my mom, and, you know, when I was in the car with my mom and my sister, driving me to the airport, because I was heading off to Kenya for vacation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I was in the back, obviously. It was my mom and my sister.
having
their talk. And I don't have anybody to talk to. So I have, like, my phone. So it's like, you know, I have my phone.
You have to stick to your phone, right?
Yeah, and like I just do whatever, anything, just basically, because, you know, and like that's one rivalry that I clearly remember.
And I can understand, you know, when you're grown-ups, things happen. When you're kids, there are several other things do happen, like vying for attention from the parents or toys or whatever is happening, right?
Yeah, another actually.
So till today, you still have that. Going on the rivalry of some nature of, you know, this is what I did and you didn't do it. You understand?
Honestly, yeah, I do.
It doesn't go away sometimes, right?
No, definitely not. But I don't know if the rivalry will, like, you know, end.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it will end once we age.
Thanks, our intern Leo Sahilu. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing sibling rivalry. And back to the studio. Now, we do know this is often that sibling rivalry starts after the second child. But some psychologists say it starts even before the second child is born. So how does that happen? For God's sake, I don't even know. But they say it could happen, especially when the kid is just all about himself, all about herself. So you want to watch those things. And also, in different stages of development, things happen. So how do you deal with this? As a parent, it could be frustrating. But as Lyndon, you put it out, at 5 years old, that's very interesting. That things stick on their minds and they don't change after that. But when Steina Taylor, as a lady, as a mother, as a sister, yourself, you didn't have that. But what do you think is the preparation process? Now, when you have one kid, you know the next is coming. How are you going to deal with that?
Sometimes it's very difficult. Like, I can technically relate to that as a parent.
Yeah.
Because basically I had my children. One, they're like a year, I would say almost 2 years apart.
Uh-huh.
So in that process, but my oldest daughter is way older than my two little ones.
Okay.
So when I had the first one, she was basically about 10.
Okay.
So it was more so, I've been the only child for 10 years now. All of a sudden, somebody's coming to take over my territory, and you can see that in her. But she was very excited to have a little sister.
Right.
So she found out it was a girl. She was like, oh, a girl. I thought it was a boy, so I can be the only girl like you. So you can see those type of comments. But as an older sister, she has really, really... Honestly, she's mature. She has helped me so much with the two little ones.
Yeah.
And she loved both of them. And sometimes she was like, oh, so when I had the third one, it was a boy. She was happy.
Okay.
So at least it's not three girls. They have somebody different. But she was like, don't have no more. Only three of us. So they have a pack.
Putting a
right
cap
now,
for mama. How do you do that?
One. So they're fine being three.
And I think when girls, you think, what do you think, Linda? Do girls deal with this easily or not so easily as guys do? Because sometimes, you know, the ego comes in when they're so young and you're like, wait a minute, how did he get this from?
Well, so here's a quick story.
Yes.
And, you know, I was born in Liberia. So my mom at the time, what she did was when my sister was born, I was a bit pissed off, I guess. I didn't really care for the fact that she had another child because it took her 3 years to have another one. So she sat my sister on the bed and she told me to keep an eye on my sister.
Okay.
And she would walk to the kitchen and be back.
Mm.
And as soon as she got back, my sister was actually on the carpet.
Wow.
But it was because I took my sister out of the bed and I was a bit angry at that.
Okay.
So... I guess it's an adjustment, right? Anything new is an adjustment.
Right.
After a few years of us fussing and fighting, we became great friends. And till today, I mean, I'm in my late 30s now, and we just can't, we're inseparable. We talk a lot. We talk almost every day.
Wow.
You know?
Big friends.
Yeah, definitely.
I can imagine. I mean, this happens a lot. And I mean, as you say, maybe sometimes parents have the chance to prepare their children. And sometimes maybe it's nature. You might be able to do it. You might not be able to do it. It comes by itself. And just look at a good example right now, the famous family, the twin brothers, P-Square, the group in Nigeria. I mean, these guys looked like inseparable. But now the story is unbelievable that these guys are not together anymore.
Yeah, but I guess for them, though, from what I read, it wasn't really the financial part of it, per se. But it was more of the disrespect from one of the twins.
Okay.
I guess the mother and the family members. But, you know, and that goes back to the discipline you have at home.
Exactly.
And I think not in all cases it will be the same, but I feel like if you don't have a structure at home, your growing up process is going to be very challenging. And even when you get into the real world, it's going to be even more challenging because now you have issues with the family, then you're going to have more issues with people outside of your family because you can tolerate to a certain extent your family. But then outside of that, how do you really manage that?
Exactly. That's very interesting. And how do you do that? Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 universal time right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We will be back. Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Well, Africa, this is your time, our listeners, to give us your input.
Youngest in we three other siblings, our two brothers and a sister, but we really don't have rivalry. I can't really, we have to. The only issue is that they all always used to say, even my mom says that my father used to love me more than all of them. That's why they always say that. So I don't know. I was telling my mom the other day, I mean, what am I supposed to do with that? I can't be mad about that. I was the darling of my father and was close to my dad, close to my mom too. My mom was more of a disciplinary person. That's the situation. But we've grown up as a close-knit family. We help each other. We support each other, siblings, and we give each other advice. We really haven't had a situation whereby one sibling is not talking to another. We've never had such a situation.
Thank you, Anna Mwalago, a comedian from Kenya and now residing in the USA. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing sibling rivalry. Well, thanks, and that's it for sure tonight, where we lightheartedly explored sibling rivalry. A very big thank you to my guests, and also I want to thank you in the studio who came all the way, Lyndon Collingswood Johnson. Thank you so much for your time, brother.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Exactly. And also I want to thank actress Wenstina Taylor.
Welcome.
Jackson Uvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be cooking. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Selino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.